This is Dr. Ali dictating history physical. Patient name, Joanne, J-O-A-N-N-E, Murray, M-A-R-I-E. Last name, Fabzik, F-A-B-I-S-Z-A-K. Data dictation, 1-26-2023. Place, future care. Place Franklin Wood, F-R-A-N-K, Franklin Wood Center, subacute rehab. History of present illness, this is 78-year-old female. She was admitted to MedStar Hospital because patient has multiple medical problems. She has a hypothyroidism, aortic dissection, sacral wound. She has a worsening drainage and odor from the sacral wound. In addition to the fever, and she was getting Keflex outpatient but was not helping. CT scan was done that showed soft tissue ulceration extending to the left gluteal area and the left ischium, and also left gluteal significant infection. No abscess or osteomyelitis was found. Patient was started broad spectrum IV antibiotic, admitted with sepsis, secondary to infected sacrum and ischial wound. Surgery was consulted. Patient underwent bedside debridement for the wound. Wound vac was done. Foley was inserted because of incontinence. Patient required daily dressing changes, local skin care. Patient has a UTI that was treated with ceftriaxone. Subsequently switched to cefdinir to complete the course. Patient has some leakage in the Foley catheter. Urology was consulted. Foley catheter was changed. She was maintained on oxybutynin. Patient was hospitalized with a sepsis, secondary infection of the sacral and ischial wound. She underwent bedside debridement. She tolerated well. She was treated for UTI, hypokalemia, hypothyroidism, maintenance medication, potassium supplemented. After stabilization, PTOT done, and they recommended subacute rehab. Patient transferred to subacute rehab. Today, when I saw the patient, no shortness of breath, no chest pain, no nausea and vomiting, complaining of leg weakness, difficulty walking. Ambulatory dysfunction. Past medical history. Number one, hypertension. Number two, hypothyroidism. Number three, aortic dissection. Number four, sacral decubitus ulcer. Anxiety and depression, hyperlipidemia. Also, recent debridement. Medication upon discharge, Tylenol 650, Q6-hour albuterol inhaler, Q6-hour as needed for wheezing, aspirin 81 mg daily, Dulcolax 10 mg spasitic daily, PRN calcium with vitamin D supplement daily, cefdinir 300 mg BID for 7 days, vitamin D 2000 units daily, chondroitin glucosamide supplement daily, vitamin B12, 1000 mcg daily, Colace 100 mg BID, Astilaprom 20 mg daily, ferrosulfate 325 mg BID, fluticasone nasal spray daily, Lasix 20 mg daily, Labetalol 100 mg BID, Levothyroxine 75 mcg daily, Lidocaine patch 5% topical daily, Omega 3 fish oil daily, Zofran 4 mg Q6 hour PRN for nausea, vomiting, Oxybutynin 5 mg 3 times a day, Prevastatin 80 mg daily, saliva substitute for oral solution, Trazodone 50 mg at night, Incruse Lipta 62.5 mcg inhalation daily for asthma, COPD, for wheezing. social history, no smoking, no alcohol, no drug abuse, past medical history, history of abdominal aortic aneurysm, anxiety disorder, asthma, hyperlipidemia, hypothyroidism, surgical history, aortic dissection, surgery, tubal ligation, dual system, no headache, no dizziness, no sore throat, no ENS congestion, pulmonary, no cough, no congestion, cardiac, no chest pain, GI, no arm, musculoskeletal, complaining of pain in the legs and difficulty ambulation, lower extremity weakness, neuro, no syncope, complaining of lower extremity weaknesses, generalized weakness and ambulatory dysfunction, hematology, no bleeding, no bruising, endocrine, no paraurinopyridipsia, urinary, no hematuria. Physical exam, patient is awake, she is alert, oriented time 3. And when she talks, she does have some facial asymmetry, maybe chronic, but patient is not aware of that. Blood pressure 106 over 76, pulse 84, temperature 97.8, respiration 18, pulse half 100%. Head metamorphic, eyes anectatic, no ear is a discharge. Neck supple, no JVD, chest non-tender, lungs clear, no wheezing, no rail, heart test and S2, regular, abdomen soft, non-tender, barfen positive, extremity, trace edema, there is no cough tenderness, neuro, she is awake, alert, oriented, time 3, complaining of both lower extremity weakness, gait not tested, she is feeling weak, sacral area, dressing in place, assessment, number 1, sepsis, secondary to infected, sacral decubitus ulcer, number 2, sacral ulcer, number 3, ischial ulcer, number 4, E. coli, UTI, number 3, hypothyroidism, number 4, history of aortic dissection, number 5, hypertension, number 6, generalized weakness, number 8, ambulatory dysfunction, number 9, history of a chronic anemia, number 6, anxiety and depression, number 7, asthma slash COPD. Plan of care will continue all her current medication. Follow CBC CMP, extensive PTOT rehab, wound team consultation, and local skin care as recommendation from the hospital.